Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Keep Talking with Sarah podcast. If you didn't listen to the first episode, this podcast is mostly just a conversation between us where I talk about some things, hopefully to get your mind thinking about things that you wouldn't normally think about during your week that have come up for me and that I want to share with you. I really appreciate all the feedback and support for the last episode. It means a whole lot, so thank you all for listening to that and telling me what you thought. Let's get into today's episode because it is a lot to cover, but I think that you'll really like it. Let me first preface everything that you're going to hear after this by saying that I just finished some coffee and my insides currently feel like they are bouncing off the walls. So bear with me if this is a little all over the place, but here we go. I want to read you something that prompted one of the things that I wrote down to talk about on this week's podcast. It says, I once paid for a woman's bill at the vet. It wasn't a big one, but she was trying to pay for some medication for her dog, and her card was declined. And her lips started trembling, and she says, I don't get paid until Tuesday. Would he be okay until then? So I just told them to add the $20 onto my bill and thought she was going to break down crying right there. I don't care if it was a scam or not. Just do nice things for people sometime. And the comment after that said, do good recklessly. Isn't that interesting to think about? Do good recklessly? I mean, let me take a second and look up the definition for reckless. It says, without thinking or caring about the consequences of an action. And when you put that in the context of doing good for someone, you're doing it just because you're gonna do it. You're not gonna care about whether it benefits you or whether it costs you something, whether that's time or money. Do good recklessly. I feel like that should be almost a motto that we add to the list of mottos for 2019, because this goes with the next thing that I wrote down, but people need kindness and don't give up on them. And people really do need it. There is not enough good in this world, and we should be doing every single little thing that we can to make it better. Whether that's giving people more than just a second chance, whether that is going out of your way to help someone, even just waiting a few seconds longer to hold the door for someone instead of, well, they're not close enough behind me, so I'm just going to keep on walking. You know, just little things. Just put a smile on someone's face for the day. I know if you go to school here and you ride a transit, well, everyone says thank you to the bus drivers pretty much. And I overheard one of them talking about their supervisors and how they were asking her why she says you're welcome to everyone after they say thank you instead of just saying it one time. And she said, well, that's how I was raised. I mean, that's just courteous to say you're welcome. And I'm going to say it every time. It's just the little things like that. People care when people do nice things for them. And the thing is, though, we're doing it recklessly, which means that even if they don't care, you still just did something good. And we really need to be adding as much goodness and kindness to the world as we can, because it would make such a big difference and be a huge impact on everyone around us if we could do that. I want to throw in a little bit of cultural relevance to this next part. I don't know if you're familiar with the show This Is Us. I'm a huge fan of it. It does usually make me cry almost every episode. Didn't happen this past week, but the one this week probably will happen if I was just gonna guess. But I wrote down a quote from this past episode because it was the wife of one of the main characters. And she said, you care too much and you try too hard. That's something that there's an extreme fine line between what is caring too much and what's trying too hard. Because we all know that there is such a thing for both, but there's definitely not caring enough and not trying hard enough. So how do we find the line for that? It's definitely different for all of us. What's trying too hard for me may not be trying hard enough for someone else, but I think that's something that we should really be thinking about for ourselves. I mean, if we want something, are we going to care hard enough to get it, to achieve what we want? Are we going to try hard enough to get there? I mean, if we don't try enough, then we won't get it. But if we try too hard, that might ruin it, right? So I can't really answer that for you, but I did want to just bring that up because I think it's interesting. I mean, that is something that really is difficult to figure out sometimes, for what's trying too hard or caring too much for something, whether it's relationship or school, any hobbies or goals that you have for yourself. But I want to suggest that you do try and explore that a little bit on your own and see if you can find the right line for the things that you're doing. Because when you get there, that is the pinnacle spot. So hopefully we can all get there. But I just wanted to throw that in and see what you all thought about that. I feel like each one of these episodes might end up having a tiny bit of relationship talk in it. Hopefully you want to hear that. I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep it up at least for this one as well as obviously the first one. But I don't know if you know the artist Jamie Grace or not, but she has a podcast and it's one that I listen to pretty regularly. It's released every day, which do not expect that from me. I do not have that kind of time. But she said in one of her recent ones, be desperate for your boundaries more than your friendship. Be desperate for self-love. Be desperate for healthy relationships. Just for health. And then she said, some people you just Netflix with and don't chill. Yeah, I think I probably need to like write that up on a sign and hang it in my room. Or maybe just project it out to the entire world somehow. You know, she's talking about friendships here, not necessarily relationships, but more like just emphasizing the boundaries between friendships and relationships. And it would seem like maybe that is talking about, you know, guy and girl relationships, but really it kind of goes with girl and girl relationships and guy relationships as well in the friendship relationship sense. Because if you're single, and so far a lot of you that listen are, not a problem there because I am too. If you're single, it can sometimes be easy to latch onto a friend, you know, that takes the place almost of someone that you would be in a relationship with. Not saying that you go on dates with the person or anything like that, but maybe you just spend a ton of your time with them, or you text them throughout the day or call them constantly. You do everything with them. And it's kind of the same sense as in a relationship. You have to check your boundaries and see, okay, am I spending so much time and putting so much effort into this that I'm almost to the point where I'm finding my identity in them instead of yourself? Or for me, I find my identity in Christ. So if I'm putting this person ahead of going to church, or I'm choosing to hang out with them instead of go to the Bible study that I'm involved in, or, you know, any number of things like that, it's time to check myself and say, okay, I can't keep doing things like that. That's not who I want to be. And if we don't check ourselves, then we end up going down a road that we don't want to go down, and it's hard to come back from that. You can, but it's definitely tougher. I just wanted to mention that because I think what she's saying about boundaries and friendships is important. And I think it's especially important that we check and make sure that we have those. So, you know, that's just another thing for you to think about. Maybe you're doing fine in that aspect. And hey, that's great. But if you're not, we got some talking to do. I want to read to you some text conversation that I wrote down that a friend asked me this past week. They said, can you imagine actually marrying the wrong person and then meeting the person you're supposed to marry after the fact? And I did have to think for a minute, because I don't know about you, but that question has definitely crossed my mind before, of what if that was to happen. And for my response, I said, you only marry someone because you love them with your entire heart and soul and would do anything for them and want to spend the rest of your life and grow old and have kids with them, right? Well, then only marry the person you're sure of. And once you marry them, don't daydream on what ifs, because they don't exist. Life isn't built on what ifs. Does that make sense? Life isn't built on what ifs. There are probably multiple people that if you were to marry, it could work out. And that shouldn't be a scary thought, but it's just probably true. The thing is, if you're not 100% sure going into it, then why would you do it in the first place? But once you're in it, you need to be in it. I mean, all these what if questions, we could ask that about all kinds of things in our lives. What if I had chosen this major? What if I had accepted this job instead of the one I have? But we can't do that. We only have one life, and we only get to make our choices once for the most part. So you have to just be confident in the choices that you make. And, you know, if you pray about your choices, then that does help bring you confidence and peace with them, because you know that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing and you're following God's will for your life, which to me helps me feel a lot more at peace about things like that. And I know that I wouldn't marry the person that I don't think God would have wanted me to be with, but I think there's just no point in what ifs. And it only brings us anxiety and fear. It makes us insecure. But we need the confidence and peace and assurance that, okay, this is what I'm doing, and that's what I'm doing, you know? Life isn't built on what ifs, and if you can see the rest of your life with that person, then you gotta go all in for it and don't look back. I want to mention real quick, you know, I said in the first episode that this podcast would include some guests, and our first guest will be joining next week's episode. They are a musical talent from Auburn in the area here, so look forward to the interview with them. I did want to mention some other music for you. If you haven't listened to Mike Posner's new album, definitely check it out. You gotta listen to it in order. He says in the introduction that if you don't have 40 minutes to sit down and listen to it without much distraction, then don't listen to it. And he's definitely right about that. You know, the guy is kind of known for the dance, pop, fun music that he used to do, you know, when he did a lot of drugs and drinking and whatever. But this album is a whole lot different. He talks about the death of his dad and how that affected him, and the death of Avicii that we all know about. That actually had a huge impact on him because they were good friends. So it's really interesting. I highly recommend that you check that out. A lot of good music came out recently, but definitely give that one a listen if you can spare 40 minutes. But yeah, look forward to the guests as well. It will be a good episode, that is for sure. I want to end on something that a lot of you probably can relate to. If you don't watch or know who Casey Neistat is, he is a vlogger. He travels a lot, but he is on YouTube. He's pretty big on YouTube, actually. But he did a video recently talking about burnout, and he's mentioning an insider article in that. He says that they defined burnout as something that occurs when the reward for whatever we do is not equal or more than the effort we have put in. I think that is something that we all struggle with, not necessarily being burnt out YouTubers, obviously, which is what he was referring to, but it's easy to get burnt out in a lot of things that we do. It's kind of the reason that we give up on hobbies sometimes, or just anything that, you know, we do, but we don't feel like we're getting the reward or maybe the success that we think that we should be getting from it, or that we used to get from it, but now we don't. And so we just quit it. And that also leads to, he mentioned first world problems, and we all know what first world problems are, but he's talking about where you feel like you can't talk about the struggles and the problems that you have because, okay, you're doing pretty well, so why are you complaining? You know, if you can't talk about the negative things in your life, then you start to feel alone, and then you get isolated, and it's almost like you don't have a right to get help or to vent on these things because you should be seeming like you're doing well. And, you know, nobody should feel like that. And this doesn't even necessarily have to apply to something that you feel burnt out on. It doesn't matter what you're struggling with or going through, how successful, how rich or whatever you are, how famous. I mean, anyone has a right to talk about things when they're struggling and having problems, because that's the way we get over these. If you keep that bottled inside, that's what tears us apart. And nobody should have to deal with that alone. And it's sad that people feel like that. It's what leads to people, you know, like getting off of social media for a while, or, you know, they're gonna constantly stay in instead of doing anything with their friends because they can't let them see that they're actually dealing with real stuff. But the truth is, we all deal with real stuff. And I think it also leads to something that I'd written down. A lot of people, you know, in the blog posts that I've done talk about, they like the fact that I'm pretty vulnerable, I guess, or just willing to open up about things that I think about, and sometimes a little bit personal things. But to me, it's not hard because the world doesn't have enough of it. I feel like people say that, oh, I'm straightforward, I'm an honest person. But really, it's kind of difficult to be that way. You're opening yourself up to criticism and rejection, possibly. But I think it's important that we be real with each other, real with ourselves. Genuineness is something that is not really easily found, and that's kind of unfortunate, but I don't know. If you haven't seen that video, you should definitely check it out. I feel like I'm kind of rambling now, but hopefully you enjoyed this episode, and it's a little bit different than the first one, I know, but I hope you liked it just because these are things that I was kind of mulling over this past week, and I felt like it might be some interesting things for you all to think about as well. But like I said, I am really looking forward to next week's episode and the first interview on the podcast and some great music that goes along with it. So thank you again for all the wonderful support, and I will catch you on the next episode.